This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Joy Powers. Lincoln Hills School has been plagued by allegations of abuse and mismanagement for years.
The people in charge of the juvenile correctional facility located in Irma, Wisconsin, have been accused of harming inmates in their care, teens whose injuries required hospitalization and, in at least one case, amputation. Now, Governor Walker has announced a plan to close Lincoln Hills School and open 5 regional centers to deal with juvenile offenders.
Patrick Marley has been reporting this story for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he joins me now. Patrick, let's take this story back to the start. Where did all of this begin?
I'd say the root of many of the problems that you have at Lincoln Hills began in 2011. That's when they closed Ethan Allen School, which was based in Waukesha County, and moved all of the inmates up to Lincoln Hills, which is north of Wausau. The overall juvenile population in the state had been declining, and so they centralized them in one location. They added girls' wing called Copper Lake Schools there. And over time, a number of problems that developed that the Department of Corrections became aware of at the end of 2014. These included allegations that inmates were being injured by guards. They began an internal investigation and within a couple of months asked the State Department of Justice to begin its investigation, which began 3 years ago this month in January of 2015.
When was the Walker administration first notified about possible abuses at the facility?
So the Walker administration took over in 2011, and they were the ones who closed the Ethan Allen School. A year later, a judge in Racine County wrote a letter to the governor detailing a very harrowing experience of one inmate he had learned of who had been there, who had been sexually assaulted and knocked out. And when staff became aware of it, they waited for a sporting event to finish before they got him medical attention. And when the judge learned of this, he was very shocked and upset. It led to Racine County changing how often or restricting greatly the number of students it sends to Lincoln Hills. The judge detailed this in a letter to the governor. The governor's staff reviewed it, but says the governor himself didn't see it. That's really the first point at which alarm bells should have been going off for state officials.
Did they take any action at that time?
There's a very limited response to it. The judge, who I've spoken with a couple of times, said he never heard from anybody about what happened. The Racine County did a pretty thorough investigation because it was an inmate from their community that this happened to. At one point, he contacted officials up at Lincoln Hills and asked what had gone wrong, about why there had been this delay in getting medical attention for this boy. And someone at Lincoln Hills told him, "What did you want us to do, stop the basketball game?" So the Department of Corrections did, after all of this came to light, took some actions, but it really wasn't until the internal investigations began 2 or 3 years later that they started making any substantive changes, such as giving greatly more training to the people who work there and equipping them with body cameras.
So when these internal investigations began, what were they looking for and what did they find?
So the Public Defender's Office in Milwaukee County had learned of a number of very serious concerns that were raised. As I mentioned, claims that wrists had been broken or that inmates had been left in solitary confinement for very long periods of time. They provided that information to the Department of Corrections, which initially had some difficulty because, you know, many times they weren't given the names of either inmates or of the staff who had allegedly done these things. And they tried to get to the bottom of individual cases, and they did learn of some things. They turned up enough information that they passed, I shouldn't say they passed it off. While they continued their internal investigation, they also asked for the State Department of Justice to conduct its criminal investigation. The internal investigations, most of which were done in 2015, did result in a number of people being fired or results in people retiring or resigning amid the investigations, and then the criminal investigation sort of continued to build. But there have been no charges at this point as we're hitting the 3-year mark on this criminal investigation.
And that's one of the big questions. So there haven't been any charges. Have there been any kind of penalties?
Well, I mean, if you consider people losing their jobs penalties, yes. In terms of the criminal investigation in December, this past December, there were at least two letters sent to former guards from prosecutors telling them that they could be charged. The incident we know about that they're looking at happened in March of 2015, where someone's arm was broken or seriously injured. And we don't know what else prosecutors might decide is something that they could charge. We don't even know in that case if they will ultimately issue charges. But prosecutors say these types of cases are very complicated and can be hard when you're trying to determine whether patterns of things happened. You have witnesses and victims who sometimes are unreliable. You may have, amid some very serious, valid concerns, some trumped up or exaggerated claims that they have to wade through. And, you have many times inmates who, after their release from Lincoln Hills, may be hard to track down again. They may not remember well when something happened or the names of the staff who were involved. That's what people who defend the long time of the case contend as to why it's taken as long as it has.
As you mentioned, a lot of these issues seem to start around 2011 when these other facilities were closed. But do we know if there were issues at Lincoln Hills before then?
Yes, I don't think we have a great picture of that, but it does seem that some of the claims and concerns about Lincoln Hills go back before 2011. You know, there have been some very serious training concerns there, that staff were trained improperly for some time, for years, it appears, into, you know, different techniques that they should use to stabilize or secure inmates that would not be in keeping with national standards and could be dangerous in some cases.
And the person who was the head of training was actually one of the folks who retired/resigned in that long string of people.
Yes, the head trainer, Dusty Muneer, was investigated for a great number of incidents that had occurred that he was involved with or that he was responsible for reviewing that appeared troubling to internal investigators that he signed off on as, you know, in keeping with the department policies. He did resign amid a very lengthy investigation of him.
So last week, Governor Walker announced there is a plan to close Lincoln Hills and open 5 regional centers for teens around the state. What's the goal there? What are they hoping to accomplish with these new centers?
So this would go to a model that has been the one championed by advocates for juvenile justice reform. It's sort of the national standard of having fewer youth in a smaller facility and as close to their homes as possible. That way they can see family on a regular basis. They can access services that they will continue to use when they're released. They'll be near their community. The belief is that, and then with the smaller group setting, you can have a staff ratio that allows for more sort of a treatment approach than a correctional prison type approach. The idea being here that these are very young kids, some of whom have committed very serious crimes, but that you have the best chance of turning around their lives and keeping them out of sort of becoming a lifelong criminal or lifelong prisoner if you address issues as early as possible.
What have critics said about this plan?
So they have, big picture, they support the governor. He's gotten a lot of support from Democrats and from juvenile inmate advocates who have in the past been very critical of him, though they still say that this is coming too late. He should have done it sooner, and they're concerned about the timeline he has. They want it to happen faster. His plan would be that you get legislative approval in the summer of 2019, then you build these facilities, and then you convert Lincoln Hills from a juvenile facility to an adult prison. That could be 3 or more years from now that inmates would actually be moved into these new centers. And Democrats in the legislature say we ought to do it this spring, that you could at least start planning where these facilities are going to be, issue the bonds to build them, and, shave a year and a half off of the timeline.
Are there any concerns about the timing of the announcement?
Sure. The Democrats are critical of him, of the governor, for not doing more sooner, and say that with him announcing this in January of an election year, that they're concerned that it's a political ploy in some way. But at the same time, they say they like the direction that he's going in and that he should be applauded for you know, going to the kinds of policies that they want. The governor says he didn't act sooner because he needed time to evaluate what the best plan was. He didn't want to do a knee-jerk reaction. He consulted with Milwaukee County, which has the largest population for Lincoln Hills, and that he was trying to do things right so that when they make this changeover, it's the best system we could possibly have.
All right. Well, Patrick Marley, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joy.
Patrick Marley is a Madison-based reporter covering state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There is more on his reporting on Wisconsin's juvenile correctional facility, Lincoln Hills, at WUWM.com.